Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 7:55, rain and 62 today.
And you don't think these are just a bunch of hypocrites?
Well, it's hypocritical in a way, but it's public versus private. That's a big difference.
Here's what happened. Parents, teachers' side gig selling sex toys has parents irate. Parents pushed school administrators to boot a Connecticut educator who was hawking sex toys online, according to a report. The unnamed sixth grade teacher from Thompson Brook School in Avon, Connecticut, was placed on administrative leave for posting photos of kinky goodies on her personal social media page. School board officials admitted they knew for years that she worked as a sales rep for the adult shop Pure Romance, which sells items such as vibrators, lube, dildos, that kind of stuff. But when the parents found out, they flocked to a school board meeting Tuesday claiming the teacher is a bad influence on her preteen students. There's no policy forbidding teachers from having side jobs, but officials drew the line when she used her personal social media account to promote the sultry stuff. Here's my question. She's a bad influence for selling adult novelties, right? Every one of those goddamn mothers has one in their drawer. Does that mean they're not bad influences?
They're not waving them around.
They have them.
It's so private. That's what I mean, so private versus public.
So it's bad for her to sell them.
Publicly,
so selling them makes her a bad influence, but buying them and using them is perfectly okay.
Private.
That's insane.
Well, there's a difference.
That's insane. How about before you go screaming for the woman's job, you say, listen,
well, I don't think she's
do us a favor. Take this thing off of social media because here's what's happening and the kids are at an age where they might find out. How about we don't go leaping for a woman's job?
And especially when the superintendent or whoever, they knew for years she was doing this.
They knew
so
for
she's going to win. But the bottom line is the parents are teed off because she's doing this on her page. And it's very easy for sixth graders to find her public page. They're going to find it. They're really good at this stuff. And so she's doing something public versus what they have in private is two different
things. You know how this went down. One angry rag found it on Facebook or wherever it was, and she went barking to whoever would listen. Right. You going to go to the meeting? Are you going to go to the... We got to go to the school board. She's got to go.
Watch your mouth.
Oh, there she
talk about me.
There she angry rag listener. How are you?
It's disgusting.
Why are you trying to get
I'm in Connecticut.
Why are you trying to get people fired?
Why? You tell me. You just did the story. You tell me why.
Because she didn't do anything wrong. She did nothing illegal. She should not lose her
job. She's selling dildos.
So what? You have one, don't you?
I do not.
Yes, you do.
I am a clean woman.
Just because you have one doesn't mean you're not clean.
With no background of any kind of things.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe you should get yourself one and lighten up.
We were starting chance. Hell no, we don't want no dildos. Not my teachers. Not my kids' teachers.
No. We don't want no dildos.
Right. That's right,
you
Roger.
A lot of syllables
you can
in
join
there.
Us next time and help us with the chant.
You just got to work another chant a little bit. How can you go and fight? And thank you, Angry Rick, listener. But how could you go looking to fire somebody for something that's completely legal?
Well, they may want her fired, but her bosses knew about it, so...
Could she sell that stuff at school? Are they cookies? Are they brownies? No. They're not.
She's not trying to sell it anywhere near
if
the
If she did, she'd be fired. So she should be fired for not selling them in school. You're supposed to be a teacher,
a teacher.
Of kids.
Not a seller.
Not a sex teacher.
So what
like
if...
Like you are.
What if she taught a pole dancing class?
No.
Exercise.
No.
Exercise. Stop.
Yeah. Now.
An exercise pole dance.
Go exercise in your own time.
That may be more acceptable, I think, than selling...
Why?
Vibrators.
Why?
Because I think it's much
pole
more...
Pole dancing is more acceptable than selling vibrators?
Because it's more like, it's exercise. It's not so sexually obvious. And she's doing it in public.
Whatever.
She'll keep her job, but you can see why the parents can be a little tweaked. Keep it private.
Here's my pole dancing to you, JP. Right in your head.
Thank you, Angry Ray. 7:59. Here's Ted.
LIE eastbound side.
3 Roger and JP on BAB. Yeah, there's a bit of a hullabaloo in Connecticut over a teacher, sixth grade teacher, who has a private business, but on her Facebook page, her personal Facebook page, she's selling these sex toys or whatever for the company Pure Romance. And the parents are a little up in arms, like, listen, it doesn't go well with sixth graders, bad influence, blah, blah, blah. And I guess they're asking for her job. But her bosses knew she was doing it for a few years, so I don't think she's going to lose her job, but I mean, should they even be right upset, now, says JP, who says, listen, you're hypocritical.
Right. You all have one in your drawer. Right, right now, she's being, she's getting paid while the investigation is going on.
I believe it.
Well, she should.
But I think it's what you do in public versus what you do in private issue, and they just don't want to see, hear about it for their sixth graders. Good morning. Go ahead.
Quick, I got this thing about this woman being fired over or getting in trouble over being a salesperson. A few months ago, we had Women's Lib. And these women's rights, they're all dressed up on national television as vaginas. I kind of find that more offensive, especially for a six-year-old to see this on television, national television, than this poor lady trying to make a living. I mean, trying to make some extra bucks.
That's a pretty goddamn good point.
I don't even go to that, but you got to wonder.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's okay to walk around with vagina hats all over the place, but you sell
or dressed as a walking vagina.
But if you sell one vibrator, you should lose your job.
Exactly. I just don't get this world anymore.
Right. It's crazy. Thanks for the call, brother.
Job. Well, he makes a good point. In that case, oh, no, it's not offensive to be a walking vagina.
Yeah.
Anatomically correct on TV, but this is offensive.
We had a girl around here who does those passion parties. She got promoted.
It's 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock with Roger and JP.
She was selling lube right in the kitchen. Yeah, Ted was drinking milk out of the container. She was selling lube and anal beads.
WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 8:08. Is it okay if a sixth grade teacher sells sex toys on her private Facebook page on the side? Would that bother you if you have a kid in sixth grade and you find out the teacher is selling sex toys?
Well, you know, I don't
on
know.
Facebook.
It's on social media. It doesn't say anything about Facebook because I don't know if you can. But on some social form of social media, she's doing it. And I'm telling you, dude, it's one woman who's making a big deal out of nothing.
It's possible. Good morning, BAB. You got a question, or go ahead.
I think that she's 100% in the right here. She's got a side job. It's nothing to do with the school. It's not illegal. And I think that the women over there are being a bunch of hypocrites.
Hey, maybe it's some dads, too.
If they don't have some of these toys themselves, then they're buried in their wine bottles, because that's the thing around here. I'm from the South, living here on Long Island and Miller Place, and I love this place, but... Man, these women, like you said earlier, if you don't have one, maybe you need to go ahead and get one and loosen up, because she's doing absolutely nothing illegal. That's just wrong for them to even think that they can get her job.
All right. Thank you very much. We learned something new. Women in Miller Place are diving into their wine bottles.
What do you think about
that? I didn't know that.
Angry Reg listener.
It's all disgusting.
Do you dive into
Why
your
you
wine bottle?
Why are you talking about this?
I think you do, don't you?
I think
you?
We settled it. She should be fired. And you need a pipe to your head.
I don't need a pipe to my head. I'm good.
You nightly dive into a $6 wine bottle. I know you do.
It's none of your business.
It's 102.3. Day 13, rainy today and 62. All right, we have a guy on the line. I think is a teacher, has experience, so maybe his opinion will be a good one to get here about the teacher in Connecticut who this woman was selling, a sixth grade teacher, was selling sex toys online in some way, but in a public way.
Yeah, she works. She's a sales rep for as a side job, which she's allowed to have for a company called Pure Romance, and they just sell toys for couples and that kind of stuff.
Right, the parents, a parent or parents, we don't know, but are unhappy and. Filled a school board meeting, apparently, and complained about the whole thing, about this teacher's side hustle. They don't like it. Good morning, BAB. As an educator, what do you got?
All right. So here, speaking from over 15 years in the limelight as a public educator.
All right.
We are held to a higher ethical and moral standard than most traditional 9-to-5 jobs.
I'd buy that, yep.
Our uniform is our tie and our professional wear, just like a cop wears the uniform. Teachers, same thing. And when we leave the classroom, unfortunately, our jobs are not done as we're role models to the community.
So, do you think it's wrong that she did that? And do you think that as a punishment, she should lose her job?
That's correct. It could be, depending on the district and the administrators.
But they knew she was...
Let me... To the inner community.
So, are you telling me so that the what's a good example here? If a pediatrician is, is doing passion parties on the side, she shouldn't be able to practice medicine anymore because now all of a sudden she's a bad person? That's insane.
I wouldn't say that she necessarily doesn't have the right to practice, but it's my right as a consumer and our economy to choose whoever I want. And I cannot go to her based on her conduct.
You can see her losing customers. I mean, that's a bad, like, that's bad optics. Selling dildos and you know, being a doctor to kids.
They're a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah, I know.
That's why I got out of public school. It was just disgusting.
Oh, God.
All right, thank you. Huh. And I think, again, it just goes to public and private. If she kept it quiet, wasn't on social media with it, maybe nobody would have known. Like, it happened for a couple of years, nobody knew. It just got out, and now it becomes a thing.
Yeah.
And everybody else has theirs in their drawer, maybe, but that's private.
Oh, but that's okay.
You can't wave it around at the bus stop. Would be public.
You can use them, but you can't sell them. Got it.
There you go.
Ridiculous.
8:15, rain and 62 today. Coming up next, our top 10 list, and then at 9 o'clock, 10 in a row, commercial free, and your shot when you hear Led Zeppelin to go see Get the Lead Out, the American Led Zeppelin, July 1st at Paramount in Huntington. Right now, Ted Ezra-Rhodes.
Right now, we continue to deal with this closure, with this accident.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.